Good morning, I'm Jenny Gould. Two women from Indian River County's Gifford community grew up during distinctly different eras, but they share the same core values. They're a mother and daughter, Johnny Ross, 77, and Fran Ross, 54. Johnny Ross was 7 when her parents moved to Gifford from Georgia. It was in the 1930s.
Florida was a little bit better than Georgia. And back in, I say, olden days, people would migrate from one town to another just to do better.
Her father's work on U.S. 1 road crews took the family up and down the coast of Florida and Georgia. Johnny's mother worked, too.
My mom would teach people how to write their names and how to sign their checks. And then she would work in the company's kitchens.
When the family settled in Gifford, there was no electricity or running water.
But we did fine. It was just a little small community, a good little neighborhood, and everybody visited everybody. You could get around it in 30 or 40 minutes.
Johnny Ross went to school in Gifford and was named Miss Gifford High School when she was a senior. Until she got a bicycle, she had walked 5 miles to school each day and then another 5 miles to her mother's restaurant, where she washed dishes. The Busy Bee Cafe was in the Spillway, a black settlement on the edge of Vero Beach. The Spillway vanished long ago.
Sometime we would have people from Vero to come in and buy special products, collard greens, sweet potato pies, and potato salad.
Johnny Ross and her parents lived on 28th Avenue in Gifford. After she married, she and her husband, Red Ross, had 7 children. They also lived on 28th Avenue, where Johnny still lives. Red Ross had a landscaping business. After their 5th child was born, Johnny worked in citrus and as a domestic worker. She also was Gifford's postmistress. Fran Ross is one of the couple's 4 daughters.
The Buckner family, which had about 10 children around the corner, the Reeses, there were 5 of them, the Jacksons, the Britts. You could always play ball and find a friend and have some fun.
Fran attended high school before full-scale integration was ordered. The policy of the time was called freedom of choice. Students could go to either Gifford or Vero Beach High School. Fran was among a small group of blacks who decided to go to Vero.
Growing up, it was sort of a no-brainer that almost everything that was new and shiny was in Vero Beach, and certainly not in Gifford. My brothers and sisters chose to remain at Gifford.
All of them?
All of them.
Did you get any flack from them about that?
Sure did. I couldn't put Vero Beach High School bumper stickers on the car. It didn't cause a big problem for me. Out of respect, I just didn't put it on there.
How were you treated at Vero Beach High School?
We were welcomed. I had a home ec class. Ms. Cleary came in and said, this is the food that we will cook tomorrow and the rest of the foods for the week. Everybody said, okay, no problem. So after class, I went up to her and asked, what do we have to bring? And she says, nothing, just show up. Because at Gifford, my sister had to bring the food that they had to cook. The books were new. All the equipment was new or relatively new, as opposed to Gifford. We didn't even have Petri dishes.
After graduating in 1971, Fran Ross went on to Indian River Community College, Florida Atlantic University, and Southern University Law School. She practices law in Fort Pierce and ran for circuit judge last year.
At 13, I knew I wanted to be a lawyer. My grandmother was a civil rights worker. So with me watching the civil rights issues on TV and talking with my grandmother, I decided if I was a lawyer, I could come back and help people.
Sitting in her mom's living room the other day, Fran had a question for her mother.
I have 2 children, and that's enough for me. I can only imagine dealing with 7 different personalities and wants and issues. How'd you do that?
It was very easy to me. I was reared to be family-oriented. When I got my family, I just loved it.
That was Johnny Ross and her daughter Fran. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.